Good morning and welcome back, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. It is officially Friday morning, March 16th, 2007, about 1 a.m. here on the nose, and I'm glad you're with us. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, as well as our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. And if you go to our website, under tonight's guest, you'll see Red Elk's name. You'll see a link to his website address where you can peruse a great many bits of information and things that you will find probably fascinating and helpful to you. Also, you'll see the address where you can write Red Elk a letter. And I would urge you all, if you can, to assist this man in his hard work and in his ability to continue to do so. And he has certainly given us a great amount of his time here this evening, and it's very much appreciated. Red Elk, welcome back.
Hey, hey.
And maybe thank you again.
If you got it right, send a self-addressed envelope. I've spent at least $2,000 answering people that should have had sense enough to at least send a self-addressed envelope in. I tell you, I don't know how the postal workers can read some of your return addresses. Holy mackerel. There's times I have to hand a letter around to three or four people to get some semblance of understanding.
Mm-hmm. 80,000 is a lot.
Yeah, I give those postal workers a lot of credit that they must go home with their eyes spinning.
I would wager that they do. Absolutely.
Pardon
me. When we left off, my friend, we were talking about a medicine man and sort of the whole process of that. And you mentioned about some things that you were able to do. And this, to me, is very fascinating because, obviously, being able to perceive things on a level that most people cannot, I think, it's a great gift. But at the same time, it's probably also a great burden.
It's a great burden, indeed. But it's something you just said that most people can't do. Bull crap.
Okay, that most people don't know how to do.
Everybody was born knowing what to do, but dropped that and went into this world of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And you all have upstairs knowledge. You were born with it.
Mm-hmm.
What I do, you know, to you is miracles. To us, no. This is just like putting on a pair of pants or breathing in or out. We don't call them miracles at all. And it's what you were literally came in you when you came out of your mom's chute.
Mm-hmm.
And but you, I don't know, you went the way of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you have forgotten knowledge. We call it upstairs knowledge, upstairs folders.
Mm-hmm.
And I sell a few things on my website. You know, how to go into invisibility, levitate. Christ walked on water, levitation.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't the only one. Peter walked on water, too, until he looked down and said, I can't do that. He's the Son of God, but I'm not. Down he went, you know.
Mm.
And yet, it's very doable. And medicine people, all medicine people, good or bad, sorcerers or the good ones, all work on the same identical principle as that which we're born with. And but they work it for different reasons, different means, you know. It's for self or for the good of others.
Mm-hmm.
And but you're born with this, and all I'm trying to do is to wake you up to it.
And that is a great place to sort of take us in this next direction. Folks, please stay with us. Back in 3 minutes with more from our special guest this evening, Red Elk. I just can't even. These breaks are coming so quick. Stay with us, folks.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Will, and our special guest this evening is Red Elk. You can go to our website and get all of his contact info, the website, and, of course, the snail mail address if you would like to send him a donation, and I would encourage you to do that, that's for sure. Red Elk, welcome back, sir.
Hey, we're almost running out of time, and there's so many things I'd like to share. Remember I told you about Phantom Pain?
Yes.
Would you mind if I shared this?
No, I would not mind at all.
All right, folks, if you know any doctors or nurses or caretakers of amputee people, or if you yourself are an amputee, you know that there is a thing that all of a sudden that part cut off itches or cramps or whatnot, and it's not there. This is called Phantom Pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to get my toe cut off. We medicine people are not allowed to do self-healing. And I couldn't find any medicine person to do the healing. So I had to go to the white. And the white does what they do. They either mask it or cut it out or off. And in this case, off it went. But their three nurses came in doing what they do. And one asked Red Oak, have you had any phantom pain yet? And I said, well, yeah, but I took care of it. And she said, what? And I said, I took care of it. I don't have it anymore. And they were all excited. Well, she came in, the head nurse, with the surgeon the next day after the surgery. And he was going to check everything. And he said, I understand you have a cure for phantom pain. I said, well, yeah. And he says, would you mind sharing it? Now, this is what I want you people that know amputees, I want you to remember. It's real simple. In my case, it was the toe, just a big toe. And still in the freezer, I have a lot of fun with that thing. Oh, gee, do I have fun with it. I brought it home to bury it in the proper way, but I'm having so much fun with it. I got to put it down someday. But anyway. Anyway, what you do is if the leg that's not there itches, scratch it as if it were there.
Okay.
If it cramps, squeeze it as if it were there. You know, work on it as if it were there. The thing is, we have three consciences, not two, not the conscience that you and I are, you know, every day, and the subconscious. There's a deep, deep is what we call it, the deep, deep, or deep, deep conscious. This one says, no, no, that's not cut off. I was born with that. That is there. See, doesn't it itch? Doesn't it hurt? Doesn't this or that? And you're looking at it, knowing darn well it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're conning your deep, deep. And rub the length of it. Go and say it's a leg. Go the normal length of that former leg. And if it's a foot, curl your hand up in the air in the shape of that hand, of that foot or arm or whatnot. And rub it and massage it and... Oh, man, it feels, and it does, it feels so good.
Mm.
And you're conning your deep, deep that, yep, you didn't know what you were talking about. It was right. And, you know, it's saying, I told you so.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes. It's just a matter of a few instances, and it goes. It doesn't take more than about a minute and a half.
Wow.
And it doesn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was telling my brother on the host here that on this trip to Wisconsin that I just got back from, my toenail on the non-existent toe was too long, and it was uncomfortable. It needed to be trimmed. Well, I finally made it to a pharmacist and got a good pair of toenails. I needed toenail clippers. I needed them anyway for the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I clipped the other ones, and then, now this is 2 years after the surgery, I clipped the non-existent toenail, like I was really clipping the toenail. And it was like the deep, deep saying, oh, it's about time. It's been 2 years since you cut my toenail.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone. No more problem. It's that simple. No more problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a young man called at the surgeon, gave him my number. His lower half of one of his legs were cut off. And he was going through all kinds of pain and hell, you know, over this phantom leg and foot. And I explained what to do, and in just a matter of a minute or less, it was stopped. And that was over 2 years ago. I've seen the physician a number of times since. He said that young man is in a what do they call those false legs? It starts with P.
Prosthetic?
Yeah. And he hasn't had a lick of problem with this pain at all.
Wow.
This comeback worrisome thing. And to the point that the surgeon wrote me a letter, had his secretary write a letter on his stationery, to whom it may concern, listen to this man. He has a cure for phantom pain. And he said, Red Oak, if you can get this to the VF, W or any, or, you know, military or whatnot, please, I'm willing to back you on it. I've seen it. And it's that simple, folks. And they're taught, the nurses and doctors are all taught as they go to their education to become doctors and nurses, that this is one thing that is incurable. There's nothing that can be done about phantom pain.
Mm-hmm.
And sure there is. It's that simple.
You know, it was so intriguing when you told me that, too, because, you know, I'm familiar with it. I've heard of it before. And I've also heard, like you said, that there's no cure, there's no treatment. It's in your head, and it's just something you're going to have to deal with. But what you're saying here is that if it is in your head, then you can use it in that fashion to take care of it. It's amazing.
Sure. Absolutely. Look, there's only three things a soul-bearing person, by saying it that way, I'm inferring we are not the only ones in existence on this earth, period. Mm-hmm. Soul-bearers are only limited to not doing three things. You cannot be God, but you can be godly. You cannot be Satan. Now, that really refers to Lucifer. Mm-hmm. Satan's his second-hand man. You cannot be Satan, but you can be satanic. You cannot be Christ, but you can be Christ-like. So, you can be Christ-like, you can be satanic-like, you can be God-like. But you can't be them.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else you can do, but it's all mind work.
Yeah.
Everything is mind work. I become invisible in front of people if I need to, and I have. And it's just by mind. I take them out of my dream. We are God's dream. Work the dream.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we in medicine call it, working the dream. And, yeah. And we, it says, ye are as gods, little g, not big mm-hmm. g. And that means that we have the abilities of the great creator, with the exception of being the great creator. And, you know, if you don't believe that, then turn off your radio and think about this radio in the first place. It didn't exist 300 years ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody fought it and then said, I'm going to try to make it. And by golly, there it was. Your car, your clothes, your glasses, your house. We used to run around, you know, wrapped up in skins and freezing to death in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
But you think it, the Great Bang. There is no Great Bang, I'm sorry. The Great Bang, what creates is thought, which is energy, and sound.
Hmm.
You think something. I think I'm going to make a card, Ward said. I'm going to make something to get me off of this horse.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought of it. And then he said, yes, I am going to do something. It can be done. And he said it audibly and made it. And that's how God makes us. He thinks it, and then let there be man. Boink. And did you hear Big Bang? Every time you think, do you hear a Big Bang in your brain? We are in the Creator's brain. There is no Big Bang. And the scientists, and once again, those loving scientists, a year and a half ago, they were talking the Big Bang Theory. Now, when you hear about the Big Bang, you rarely hear the word theory.
That's true.
Now we got their attention. Now it's a fact.
Wow.
Do you understand what I mean?
I do. It's conditioning.
Yeah, it's conditioning.
Wow.
So, folks, don't believe it.
Yeah.
Don't believe there was a Big Bang. Don't believe that you cannot do these things. Our problem with doing the things of Christ, and I don't care if you're Christian or not, folks. I don't care if you're Muslims. I don't care what you are.
Mm-hmm.
We all were born with these abilities. Our problem is you say, I can't do that. Man can't fly. Or you say, well, I think I can do that. Think. Well, I will do that. I believe I can do that. Believe has a connotation of doubt today.
Yeah.
You know? And what you're doing are using all negative.
Mm.
And you've conditioned your brain that someday I'll do that. That someday doesn't come. I can't do it, so you don't do it. Well, frankly, I can, and I do.
Well said. Well said. Let's pause here for a quick break, folks, but we'll be back in only 3 minutes. More from our special guest this evening. Amazing stuff from Red Elk. Stay with us.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. Excited you're here. Our special guest this evening is Red Elk. Welcome back, sir.
Hi. Thank you again.
Thank you very much. We left off, we were talking about the power of the mind, and I think...
Oh, the power of the mind is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It is totally unbelievable. Time travel. I teach this to many people. Mm-hmm. And both my grandsons, one 15 and the other one just turned 10, they're pretty darn good on it. I've taught them how to speak with trees and rocks and stuff. You know, Christ said the very rocks would shout. They were aware. They could shout. Mm-hmm. He stood in front of a tree. He didn't tell that tree to die. It was so ashamed that it had no fruit. It just gave up the ghost and died. I went back in time, traveled, and watched it. And I understood its thoughts. They don't have souls, only man. But all others have awareness. When they die, they go to their own real heaven. And, they're backing us up 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, but that tree... It just got ticked off because nobody was giving it thanks or even God thanks or the fruit when they'd walk right by on this busy road and just pick a fruit and keep going. And finally got fed up and literally said, no more, I'm not going to do this. They don't even really, they aren't thankful to, for me doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And then along come his maker and no fruit. And he was so ashamed. And it was a he.
Mm-hmm.
It died. And just out of shame. But these things you can do even more so, he says, for I am with you. And folks, the medicine people have learned, some of these medicine people
mm-hmm.
have learned these things, the things I do, you can do. And to be a true medicine person, you learn the even more so. That is the medicine. And I get a lot of medicine people mad at me because they say I'm giving away sacred secrets. I said, sacred? Secret? It's in a book that's over 2,000 years old. Pick it up and read it yourself.
Yeah.
I don't give this or sell it. And they get mad because I'm selling it. And I said, hey, muzzle not the auction. I'm just selling. I'm just doing their homework for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you pay for when you buy from me.
Yes.
And that's it. You're just too dang lazy to look yourself.
Well,
and you don't have to pay for it. Pick up a book and read it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just something for me in our conversations. You see things differently than I do. And it's made an impact, you know, as I said at the beginning of the program. I mean, you know, talking with you has allowed me to allow myself to see things in different ways.
Well, you kind of sort of think out of the box after a while, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a way of changing your mind, changing your mindset and the way that you view things and the way you look at things. And you're right. It is all about the mind. It's about the self-limitation that we place on ourselves. It's about the fear that we give into it, that it allows us to set up these parameters and these boundaries on what we can and cannot do. And those things in and of themselves would bind us and prevent us from living as we're supposed to.
Yeah. I've lost a lot of paycheck money because I go into a job. I don't like to physically work any more than most people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been given some really nasty jobs. It'll take 3 months. Took 2.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And another one, this will take at least 5 days. It took less than 5 hours.
Wow.
And I wish I would have charged by the job instead of the hour. But anyway, I've been kind of stupid my own way. But folks, get out of the camp. What is negative and what is positive are these two words, can't, C-A-N apostrophe T,
mm-hmm.
and can, C-A-N. Which is negative and which is positive?
Well, I would say can't is negative.
Nope, it's positive.
Is it?
You're positive you can't, so you don't. Do you see what I mean?
I do.
And any related word to that, and you're not going to get what you would like to have.
Mm.
It's just that way. I wish those words were never invented.
Wow. So can would be negative because there's...
No, can is positive.
Can
they're
is
positive.
Oh, they're both positive. Okay.
I'm positive I can. Positive I can't.
Well, would will be more positive than can?
Will?
Yes.
Well, I
will
do that is mm-hmm. a can't-based word.
Mm.
Bill doesn't know. Mm-mm. You want... I'm doing it.
Right.
There's a difference.
Okay.
I will do it is sometime.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, amazing.
Get out of that dang frame of mind, and it's just a whole new step in your life.
Yeah, that's a place we need to explore. Folks, stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more from our special guest this evening, Red Elk.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm very excited you're here this evening, folks, because our guest has so much information and so many different ways of looking at things. And my whole walk through radio has been, for the most part, at least in the last, 10 years or so, has been me seeking out answers. And I found a great many of them with Red Elk, and he's here with us tonight. Welcome back, sir.
Hi. Thanks again.
Thank you very much. And like I was mentioning, it's in the way you look at things. You look at things differently, and, you've always kept me on the straight and narrow and kept me honest, and I appreciate that. I do like your straight talk.
Well, again, don't believe a word they tell anybody or you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Test it. Check it out. As far as you know, I don't go starting a dang religion saying the Red Elk said religion. I don't need that. You don't need that.
Right. Fair enough.
Please don't do that.
Okay.
Check it out yourself.
Absolutely. No, I just, I'm impressed with the way you see things. And to me, that has allowed me to see things differently. And, like I said, it's a matter of, and I don't know if this is the word you'd use, but faith and strengthening of my personal faith, which has brought me, as I said, a great amount of comfort, a great amount of peace of mind. And I don't worry about stuff.
Well, there's no, just crawl into daddy's lap and mm-hmm. say, I saw the boogeyman.
Yeah.
And let him hug you. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it, kid.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll wrap you here in my cloak, and you just hang on tight. And I'll handle it.
Yeah.
And trust Daddy.
That's right.
And that's it. That's all we can do. Otherwise, you're just wearing yourself off, drowning out there, fighting the tides and the waves.
Mm-hmm.
Float, for heaven's sake.
Yeah. Well said. One of the things... go ahead.
Hey, tell me.
Yes.
What happens when an immovable object is hit by an unstoppable force?
I have no idea. Cancellations?
Nothing happens.
Okay.
Because it's all the same energy thought of God. It meets energy, meeting energy. And the immovable object remains immovable. The unstoppable force simply goes through and just keeps going.
Mm.
It's all thought. It's all dream.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I were driving in our truck here a few years back. And here on this very narrow bridge, I mean narrow, a lady was approaching, a blonde too, by the way, but nevertheless, she was approaching and just yakking away to a carload of people with her and showing them this farm and that farm and here's where I live and all that, not paying a lick of attention to the road, and she was going to hit us, and there was nothing we could do about it. And she went. Her body and my body met. It was that much of a head-on collision. And I just kept going. And she just kept going. And I looked in the mirror, and she's still swinging her arms around.
Wow.
No idea that we had met energies and just slid through.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife said, "What happened?" I had to explain it to her. But, no, nothing happens. The chicken and the egg, which came first? The chicken, you dingbat. It can't hatch itself and raise itself, protect itself.
Right.
And the chicken came first.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first the thought, and then let's make chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's make Kentucky Fried Chicken. Oh, well. Anyway. Yeah, well, folks, the answers to all your questions is in the good book.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't answer it specifically, it tells you what to do to get the answer.
Mm.
And basically, when people talk to God, they don't talk with God.
Mm.
And prayer time, unfortunately, has become a nasty word.
Mm-hmm.
It's talking to God. Atheists, many atheists, are atheists because God didn't do what they told him to do.
Ah.
You know, don't let my mother die. And he died. She dies. So I'm not going to believe in you anymore. You didn't do what I told you. Who's God? You know, you're a little twit.
Mm-hmm.
And, but all of them, we're all born knowing there is God.
Mm-hmm.
And the only God, one. We're all born with that knowledge. Some atheists are born into an atheistic family and raised that way, so they accept that way.
Yes.
But they still, deep, know there is one God. You're worried about your spirituality and stuff like that? Talk to the great cosmos about it. Talk to her about it. It knows your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't pay attention to rote. He won't pay attention to, half-arse question. He wants to know, are you really serious?
Mm-hmm.
And if you get that way, then shut up and listen.
Yeah.
And he will show you pictures or audibly speak. And that's awesome when that happens. But nevertheless, always check three times. Mm-hmm. There's something about three that you don't know about. Always check three times to make sure that what the spirit of all things, whatever that particular one is, is really the great creator. If it's morally wrong or is going to cause harm, chances are it is not the creator.
Mm-hmm.
You can start right there in your checking. I want you to go over and pick up that little girl, and I want you to put her in your car, and I want you to run out of the forest, and I want you to beat her to death. Check, check, check. If it's morally wrong or physically hurtful, don't do it. That's not that. That is all love, agape love.
Powerful. You know, when you're referring to these things, it's always been my take on it, Red Elk, that my prayers seem to be, there's more of a connection when I'm at my most raw emotionally, really happy, really sad, really scared, really depressed, whatever the case may be. That's when I feel a stronger connection. And I think that's because, you know, in this world, we spend so much time putting up these barriers for protection, for self-preservation, whether for our ego, you know, how we're perceived, whatever the case may be. But when we're with God, we got to tear that wall down. Is that your assessment as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you notice also when you're really tired, but you decide that you're going to take time for Papa when you're tired, it seems to be almost a sacrifice to him. A sweet-smelling sacrifice, and you can really connect in a big way. Generally, I'm up at 3 to 20 after 3 in the morning. And I head for 7-Eleven. I love hot dogs, and I love super big gulps. And I turn on the radio for the white noise, and I talk to Papa. I, in this case, talking to him, I say, Pop, okay, here I am. Give me some thoughts. What do you want me to learn on this morning? And that's about the equivalent of talking to. And then I let my mind wander. I come up with a dozen ideas. But slowly they start narrowing off and trimming, and bang, there's one. That's what I'm to contemplate on.
Oh.
To me, true prayer is contemplation. And letting Dad just roll it along, and he reveals things in this time period you wouldn't believe. And it's fascinating. It's my quiet time between me and Papa. And by the way, in the old days, they used to say Indians worship the sun. And some still think we do. And maybe in South America, a few might. But we never did. The sun to us, we get up early in the morning before sunrise, contemplate on Papa and the wonder of the life around us. And we would then contemplate on what we had done that day and what good has happened, what we'd done wrong, and start talking to Papa, I'm sorry about that, Dad. Please wash me, cleanse me. Jesus, help us. My big brother, come up with a washcloth filled with blood and wipe that smear off of me. And anyway, it goes on and on and on like that. And then the sun starts to rise. To us, that represents God's great peace pipe. And that red hot or orange or yellow is the fire from the bowl of the pipe. And he's saying, okay, you've thought over your life the day before. We talked over about bettering it, and here, let's smoke to that. And he raises it up. And when the bottom of the sun is at the horizon, our prayer time is over. We can go home and go to bed or do whatever we got to do. And then all that morning till noon, that peace pipe is flying over our heads, reminding us about our morning talk. And then from noon on down, it's saying, you haven't worked on it very much. Better get to it.
Yeah.
And then when it goes down, you go to bed and you get up in the morning, start all over and said, well, I didn't do it this time. That's all right, son. We'll smoke on it. We're not worshiping the sun at all. We're just thanking Dad for his pipe of peace.
It's beautiful.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, but the white people never saw that. They never saw that our savagery was literally the telling of the same thing their book had writing about, but done in our own cultural way. And to this day, they still don't comprehend that. What a shame. We, if there's any spirituality to the Indians, it's that we are more in tune with nature, where you are more in tune with technology. I watch these old county crews going around trimming trees and stuff and throwing them into that thing that makes them into little bits of wood. And I think, how sad. I'm looking at dozens of Ojibwe-type homes, big sweat lodges, and it only take those sticks that they're cutting all up into dicing, put it in your backyard, you got a beautiful bedroom, or you got, if you make it big enough, you got a place to house yourself. And we got people sweating it out just to make a house payment, because it's the way to live, way to be white man, have a fancy house. And, what is the house for? To show off? Or to live in, keep warm, cook, gather around and chat? It really depends on your house. And you can have a house for $20. And done and all ready and moved in a weekend. But no, your idea of a house has got to be, oh, three bedrooms here, and on. I got TVs here. I got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 TVs. Only use one, but I got four. I get more entertainment out of turning it off. I like to watch the Discovery Channel.
Oh, yeah. Like
but I get more entertainment out of turning it off and just contemplating with Papa.
And I think,
look at that bird, stuff like that.
I think that's such an important thing. And, I was just talking about this on the air not too long ago, Red Elk, that we have to take time to sort of be quiet. We have to take time to think deep thoughts. And here in our society, everything is, snap of a finger. You've got your commercials on television that are 30 seconds, and they run rapid fire with quick camera cuts and flashy graphics and things of that nature. You've got your fast food going through the drive-thru. You've got, and again, most people think that food comes from a grocery store. That's where it comes from. You just go there, magically it's there every time.
I used to work at a slaughterhouse. I watch those animals die. And then there's a white hunter that goes out there and bottle of beer and big high-powered rifle and all the fancy stuff and blows away an animal. Well, that's and they call it sport. And I used to have to hunt like that. But I haven't hunted in years because so far I can afford to go to the grocery store and get something.
Yes.
And frankly, I am not at all against poaching if you need the food.
Yes.
And but so far, I'm able to buy the food, so I can get it legal. But anyway, no, we're filled with laws that control us, and frankly, there's some good in that because we're too dang dumb as a race to. And I'm talking on my white side of my race. I'm a half breed. Too dang dumb to have sense enough to just do in moderation. So yeah, the laws are good.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. But as you had mentioned when you were telling the story about the grandfather and the grandson having the conversation about knowing how to build a fire and make fire, it's something that people inherently could do probably fairly quickly and didn't think much of it. Whereas we are conditioned to give up after a certain amount of time. Most people do that. They would do something for a few minutes, and you'll see it with kids sometimes. And they'll start down something, a task or some sort of project, and they'll just give up. They'll just give up with it. If it can't come easy, it's just not meant to be, and I just wash my hands of it and do something else.
Well, I tell you, my brother, the greatest shock to the civilized world will be the loss of their electricity. No water to be pumped to your toilet, to your mouth. No pumps to fill your truck or car. No TV, no computer games, no computer.
Mm-hmm.
No light at night. You have to go to bed when it starts to get dark. And it's a shock. If you want to have some fun, my brother, just for 24 hours. Well, that might be way too more than you can handle. Let's try 12 hours. 12 hours without any use of any electricity of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that means you can't go out and drive downtown or drive to work.
That's right.
It takes a battery to start that car.
Good point. Let me jump in here for a second.
Sure.
Folks, quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more from our special guest this evening, Red Elk.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We're at the end of hour number three already. So as we head into that end of the hour break, I guess, let's continue on with our special guest this evening, Red Elk, who is joining us via phone and a whole lot of duct tape, miracles, and answered prayers. We've been able to get through 3 hours so far. So welcome back, brother, and thank you.
Yeah, it's listeners don't get to hear what's going on between shows.
That's right.
Dear, that was fun. Yeah. What can I do for you? Have I answered your spirituality question?
Oh, yeah.
Or what?
Well, you know, it's a great opportunity to kind of check my progress. And one of the things I've talked about, Red Elk, on the air and talked to other people is, you know, we all have our own individual walk. When we face Judgment Day, it's a one-on-one situation, us and God. So why are we not living that way?
Self-will.
Yeah, well, absolutely. But it needs to change. It's something that needs to change.
Well, and that's up to the individual.
Yes.
It's his path or her path.
Sure.
And I got a daughter here that's a real pain in the rear, but it's her path, I accept it. But I don't like it, but I accept it.
Yes.
And it calms things down quite a bit, just simply because of that. It's her path.
That's right.
You know, why should I get caught in her turmoil of waves and riptides?
You know, but
I'm
you
just
see,
gonna sit there and get my belly sunburned while I float. You know, that's it.
But you see, that's really the important point, is that so often in our societies today, people spend so much time pointing fingers and trying to shape other people into their version of things or their solutions or their ideas of how they should be. Whereas what I've been saying is, if everybody's fixing themselves, you know, then everything changes as a result.
Well, that's true, but you don't know the full depth of the truth you just said.
Oh.
You know, when Christ said, "I am," what is the opposite of I?
We? You?
You.
Okay.
What is the opposite of am?
Are not?
That's right. I am. You are not.
Oh, all right.
In short, what he is saying is you, literally you, each listener, is the only one in God's mind existent.
Wow.
Everything else, people, events, everything, is simply holograms.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're having problems with your kids or whatnot, it's God's way of showing you, the only I am, that there's inner conflict in you. So if you can start saying, literally, I'm saying this, I love me, 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 I love me. Because, no, you don't love me, because that's why you got all these problems and the inner conflict. You don't love God who is in you, and you are in him. And when you start saying this, in very short time, an hour or less, all of a sudden that conflict, that person or whatever, boss or wife or husband or kid, suddenly they start changing in front of you. It's because you're changing inside of you.
Mm.
And it's a kind of a barometer.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, I'm not talking about, narcissism thing, or where you love yourself, you know, I'm so beautiful. Narcissism or whatever they call it. It's not that love.
Right.
It's just that you are God's dream. You are energy from right from God's mind. And you exist because God's thinking you.
Wow.
And you're given the choice to do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. You aren't an angel. And the angels actually envy us.
Hang on a second, Red Elk. We'll pick up in about a minute, folks.